is Deborah. I am 53. This is a issue that I have fought with as long as I can remember, probably since the age of 5.
All right. What is it? What is that one thing we teach our kids? What is one of the things that we teach our kids from early on? Don't lie to me. Right? Because there'll be a consequence if you lie to me. Well, is there a consequence to yourself if you lie to yourself? You hold yourself accountable? That's an interesting question, isn't it? Picking up from yesterday, continuing our discussion and our help from Intentional Living Center on dealing with the lies we tell ourselves, the Bible says we're to take captive every thought, everyone, out of obedience to Christ. Are you taking captive what's running through your head and bury the stuff that's, or as I say, shredding the stuff? We have a word shredder here. Shredding the stuff that you tell yourself that's a lie. It's one of the most popular things at my events. People come up, write down the things they tell themselves, and they shred it. And hopefully leave it right there. Okay? That's what we'd like to have you do today. Shred the lies today. Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer and Stephen, in the Intentional Living Center, focused on the lies we tell ourselves and how we can grow, get beyond them, because lies are like a ball and chain around your head, dragging and holding you down from really experiencing everything that God has for you. If you have a comment, share it on our storyline at 888-1717. Let's get started with Rita in Michigan. Rita, appreciate your call. Let's start out with, what have you learned about this thing about telling yourself the truth?
Be more assertive and not follow the crowd all the time. I think about a song that says, if you have the chance to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. And I think that says so much. I was a shy child, and I kind of wanted to go along with the crowd instead of doing what was actually best for me. I think what has always helped me is just to pray about things, and that helps me so much to realize that I'm not alone. So whatever choices I make, I'm guided into them, and that helps so much.
Yeah, that's good. Confident. Telling yourself the truth. Wow, that's powerful. We'll take a break in a moment, but we want to continue to hear from those of you who are sharing your stories about what you've learned and the difference it's made to believe the truth instead of the negativity in your life. You can share your story, 888-1717 on our storyline. Appreciate it. Let's go next to Michigan.
Hello, Dr. Randy. My name is Tanya Band. I'm calling in to share my story as to what I would tell myself. I would say that you are not what people say you are, that you are so much more. You are God's child, and that you don't need to outdo yourself for somebody else and for your parents or for anyone, because God is your father and that you are his, and you can't make people love you. That you got to reach out to God when you feel alone and scared, and God is all you really need in life, that he's there for you and he didn't abandon you. And even when you're surrounded by people who don't love you and people who don't see good in you or people who don't value you as a child, God loves you, and that you don't need to believe the negative.
Yeah, that's true. Telling yourself the truth. But what do you do? How do you handle it when you kind of have the obsessive thoughts that get in your head, and no matter what you do, it kind of runs like a tape over and over and over and over in your head? That's Leslie's story, and we'll get to that in about 2 minutes.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Nobody likes being out of control, but no one can control everything. And the circle of things we can control is actually pretty small.
How we deal with this circle of controlling ourselves is going to impact everything else in our life.
I believe that 95% of our success in life, spiritually, relationally, in our marriages and our family, is in this circle.
In Dr. Randy's teaching titled Circles of Control, he talks about the issue of control and how we can live a better life by having the right perspective on what we control. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
That's right. Thank you, Kurt. I hope you'll do that. Your support's making a difference. You know, we have families and friends and individuals, singles, young and old, who support the ministry and keep us going, keep us moving, helping us reach more people for Christ, helping us share this message of living intentionally in Christ. And we frankly can't do it without your help. And so I just want to ask you, if you've gained some help, but maybe even more than that, you have a heart for somebody else who's tuning into our podcast, coming to an event, reading a book or a blog, or to the radio show, and for the first time hearing that God loves them, loves him so much that he intentionally sent his son Jesus to die for them. And they give their life to Christ, as we've seen in so many lives, and then choosing then to live intentionally, see marriages radically changed, young people making decisions to go forward in ministry and using their life to make a difference. And you help us do that with your financial support. Can you pray about and then act today intentionally to join us in monthly support? $1 a day, $30 a month will go a long way to help us reach more people for Christ. You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 2, or go to theintentionallife.com.
Hi, I just got in at the very end of the program, so I don't know everything that was said. I just wanted to make an exception to the comment I heard that nobody can make you miserable, just the thoughts that you're telling yourself. I think in a lot of ways that is true, but there are some times when people can make you miserable. When I was growing up, I was psychologically, verbally abused by my parents constantly, almost every single day. I heard all the time, oh, you can't let people get you down, or you have to rise above what people say, or you're only as miserable as you let yourself be, and you know, all of these talks that were, you know, meant to be helpful. But until I was able to actually remove myself from the situation, I was in a position where people were making me completely miserable, and there was nothing I could do about it except get out. So I just wanted to make that exception, because there might be some people out there that just keep thinking, if I just keep talking to myself and attempting to work through this on my own, I can be healthy again, but they really need to get out of the unhealthy relationship first.
You know, let me just add to that. She makes a lot of sense, because you may be surrounded by that negativity in your life, and sometimes you can remove yourself from that. And that can be a healthy thing, or putting boundaries in place. Sometimes you can't. And the reality is, you might be in an environment where it could be work environment or what have you, that there's a certain level of negativity. People speaking into your life that agitate your own spirit and how you think and your own reaction. In those cases, you really do need to put a protection around your head and tell yourself the truth and really focus on the fact that God is greater than these lies or these people or these messages that are coming into my life in ways that are negative. You know, I mentioned before the break, Leslie from Texas called, and I want you to listen to her call, because she takes about a minute here and really, I think, illustrates what many of us face. It's not just an occasional lie now and then, but it's a singular lie that kind of runs around in your head, you know, like a rat in a rat cage. It's just going around and around in the wheel of your brain. And as you do that, it can be very destructive. So, Leslie, go right ahead. Just share with us, what's the lie you've been wrestling with?
One of my biggest problems is mulling over something in my mind, maybe something I spoke to someone, something I had to say to someone, and then I will mull over how I said that, and, oh, it didn't sound like I wanted it to. Maybe they misunderstood. Maybe they thought I was judging them, maybe. Or the way someone says something to me, I will mull it over and over in my mind about what did they really mean, how... I would just say mulling over in my mind is just a big problem with defeating oneself, I believe. And I know that it's wrong to do that. I should just go on. What's been said has been said. Maybe just try to correct it the next time and just go on.
Yeah. Yeah, we let people take space in our head sometimes and for free rent in our head. And we got to be careful with that because unless they're the people that you want in your head, you got to get them out of there, right? You know, because they'll speak into your life even when they're not around in ways that are not going to be encouraging for you. One of the other things we find is fear, how fear can be a problem. And we had a caller from Missouri, I think, that really illustrates this, how it can be a big issue in our life when we allow fear of something, to take hold.
Dr. Randy, your subject was, what lies do you tell yourself and how does it affect your life? And I started to call, but I couldn't get through. And then I decided not to call at all. And now I felt like I wanted to call. So the lie I tell myself is that nobody could care about me. And I've been telling myself that for my whole life. And I'm in my 60s now. And the way that it affects me is that I don't let anybody get close to me, not men and not women either. And, I mean, I have friends / acquaintances. I have people that I work with and people that I go to church with. And I'm, on the surface, a good friend, but I don't have anyone that I can really talk to. I know the Lord loves me, but sometimes I just wish he had skin on.
Did you hear that? Sometimes I wish he had skin on. And let me just take that a little bit further. In some ways he does, it's you and me. Now, we're not Christ, obviously, we're not perfect, but the fact that you're plugged into your church and finding other believers, we talk about taking a risk. One of the things I'd encourage, Carol, if you're listening, I encourage you to get into that small group or be with some people in a more intimate setting and just take the risk to share something about your life. And you'll be surprised who does care and maybe who doesn't. But the reality is, as you start to take some steps to connect with people, one of the best ways to do that is ask them what's going on in their life, to listen to what's happening with them, and then maybe in turn to be able to share what's going on in your life. This is something that is a growth point in your life. That's intentional living. Learning that growth point and then acting on it. That's a powerful thing. All right, Carol, many people praying for you. Let's go to Mindy in Arizona. Mindy, so what causes you to struggle with a lie in your life?
Yeah, it seems that I keep losing all of the men that are amazing, strong Christian in my life. My grandfather died like 8 years ago. My husband died, so I'm a widow. Mm. And then last week, my father died.
Oh, wow.
And so all of these people that I loved dearly and who gave me love just keep vanishing from my life.
Mm.
I feel like every time I open myself up to begin to love or allow someone to be close to me, something happens and they're just ripped away.
Yeah. That's vulnerability, isn't it? Because we live in a fallen world and sometimes that happens. And I'm so sorry. You're going through grief. A loss is a cumulative effect in our lives. And it can get to a place where it feels pretty overwhelming for you. I would encourage you, though, to tell yourself the truth. God is still with me. I'm still breathing. I'm still alive. There are people who care. And I have some love to share, and other people have love to share. And I want to use what you've given me, Lord, as long as I'm here breathing, to keep the memories of these people alive that I've loved, and to reach out and care for others who may be going through the same things you're experiencing. There's power when we connect around the similar issues that we're facing, similar emotions, and so on. All right, let's go to Robert. Next, you're up, my friend. What are you working on to overcome some lies in your life?
The truth of God's word, hiding it in your heart, hiding it in your mind, and just filling yourself up daily with God's word. Like, you know, in 2 Timothy, you know, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. I learned that those lies that we tell ourselves, it's not us telling us those lies. It's Satan himself. It's those fiery darts that Jesus warned us about and told us about that would come upon those that believe. I became a believer in 1987, and I thought, you know, all my bad habits and everything would go away. I thought, I had the idea that, I want to be in heaven right away.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize that there's this process of sanctification. I've had moral failures. I've had marriage failures. I've had financial failures, and I've had so many failures that they've haunted me.
Mm.
And I'm currently married now, and I still struggle with my current wife and the decisions I make. I make bad decisions. I make decisions not intentionally, but it's just the way I think.
Yeah.
And it kind of hardens the heart of my wife, thinking that she feels like I don't really care about her. I don't care about this and that. But I learned to rely on God's word and go back to God's word and just, you know, fill myself up.
Make sure the love of Christ is what controls you. Here's a fact. What controls you is more important than what you try to control. What controls you is more important than what you try to control. And so I'm convinced that if we are truly delighting ourselves in the Lord, as the scripture says, He'll give us the desires of our heart. If we are truly under the authority of the Holy Spirit in our life, truly, our activities that may seem controlling, in other words, things and decisions we're going to make, are going to be more in conformity with His will for our life. Does that all make sense? Listen, when you support the ministry, you allow us to get the message of hope through intentional living to people here and around the planet through our podcasts, radio programs, resources, and events. And I thank you for doing that. And every day I get a chance just to say, hey, come and be a part of the ministry with us. And when you all grab hold and do that and join us in this mission and this challenge, it means a lot to me and to our team. We're just a small group here of people who love the Lord, and we do what we do. We keep the budget very contained. Everything that comes in goes back out. We don't borrow to operate the Ministry of Intentional Living. And so your $30 a month is a big deal, because there's many of you who do that. And so just a prayer request that you would pray about that and come and join us if you feel led, God leading you to do that. $1 a day. Some of you could double that, whatever it is. We thank you for joining us. Call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, like you always do, and press number 2. They'll take you to our staff. And share with them why you're listening, what God's doing in your life. They'll be happy to pray with you, and thank you for your support. The other way to do this is go online to theintentionallife.com and click on donate. And in the process, you're coming to be a part of the ministry, and I thank you for it.
I'm Bonnie from Michigan. I was calling in regards to the lady that was calling in, doubting her salvation, whether she was worthy to be a Christian. What might help is you can't go by feelings, you gotta go by faith. And God gave us a promise in a very simple verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. So wherever I go or whatever I'm doing, when I have doubt, I know that I believe on Him and that I am His.
That's the truth. Hey, listen, you know, yesterday we had the same topic and we had callers coming in. One of the people that we heard from yesterday from Texas was Autumn. And I wanted to share her call again with you today because I think she really connects with many about how you're raised and kind of the environment you're raised in and the impact that can have. Because these things of telling ourselves the truth many times don't come out of a vacuum. You know, they're lies from family or from social media or siblings, maybe from past failures, teachers, counselors, or maybe being raised in a really negative environment where we're not hearing the truth. And as kids, we tend to absorb what we hear or experience, interpret it wrongly, and then it gets stuck. It gets to be kind of a stuck in our brain type of a deal. So take a listen to Autumn that she talked about what's going on in her life today. So with that, go ahead, Autumn.
So, you know, this topic is very close to my heart because I was raised in a defeatist household.
Mm.
And both of my parents still struggle with that. So does my brother. And it was always, well, of course you can't do that because your grandparents couldn't do that, or I couldn't do that, or of course this is how your life is, you don't have any choice in it, or of course you feel that way, or of course you're no good at that.
Wow.
And then that's what I was always told, if I couldn't do something, you know, nothing was really ever my fault, it was just there was no choice in it. I wasn't going to succeed because of my upbringing or because of my past or my family.
Yeah, so it was kind of a fatalistic. It's just that's your fate. You're going to be stuck in that. How did that affect you negatively, Autumn?
Oh, it took a very long time to get out from underneath that. A very long time. I've been married 15 years now, and I can say, you know, my husband helps because, you know, it's easy to fall back into those lies that we tell ourselves and that I've been told by my grandparents and my parents. But, you know, what helps is I have 7 children, and I homeschool them. And my son, he'll struggle. And, you know, when he struggles with math, or when I used to struggle, they'd say, well, of course you can't do math. None of us are good at math.
Yeah.
And when he struggled, he'll say, I can't. And I say, you don't use the C word. I don't allow the C word in my house, the can't.
Yeah.
We don't say can't. And I'll say, do not speak about my son like that, because my son can't. And so one day he was really struggling, and I said, if you would like to continue to speak about my son in that way, that he can't do this, you can tell Jesus what you think about yourself and see if he agrees with you. And he comes out and he goes, you know what, Jesus doesn't think that about me.
There's a mama bear who's jumping in and speaking the truth, waking the kids up. That's good. Appreciate it. Hey, let's go to Mary next in Wisconsin. What do you struggle with, Mary?
I wanted to tell the first caller that she's so not alone.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't change, she will end up being like me. I used to try to make friends, but when they got too close, I move. I pack up and move. And I'm sure I've hurt a lot of people. And now I can't leave my house. I want to stay inside, and I don't pack up and run anymore. I've been here for 11 years, which is like a miracle, and I don't make friends. I won't let anybody get close to me, and I've gotten to where my counselor said it sounds like I have post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm.
So now I have a service dog, and it's because of that dog I can go out. I don't even want to go shopping.
Mm.
And I don't go to church because there's too many people there. I can't walk through the doors.
Yeah.
The hospital I go to, I can't walk through the doors. I have to have my service dog, and I'm going so far down.
Mm.
And I know you're going to give me advice, but it'll go in my ear, but it won't go to my heart. I'm sorry.
Mm.
But I just wanted that caller to know she needs to change. She needs to fight.
Yeah.
She'll look like me.
Wow. Hey, listen. Did you hear yourself? You need to fight too. Don't allow the lies to continue to overtake your life. And I just want to say there are many, maybe many of you listening today, and maybe you can relate to that caller. You're feeling trapped and stuck no matter what you try. And you hear a show like today, and it's even more frustrating to you because you say, I've tried some of these things and it's not making a difference. One of the reasons we have so many really helpful trained professional counselors and pastors and those that can help you think through some of these things to get some counseling. And don't be afraid to do that. It's not a sign of weakness. That's a sign of strength. And so as you hear yourself saying, hey, don't give up, don't end up like me, fight, I would say, hey, you can do that as well. Making the decision to do the next right one thing. That's what intentional living is all about. Figuring out what pleases Christ and then doing it for His glory and certainly for your own benefit in the process. And Mary, I hope you'll think about that, pray about that in Wisconsin, that today you would say, hey, I can break free of this, but I need to get some help in the process. And that's a perfect thing to do. Hey, listen, we're wrapping up the show. Hang on, Julie. I'm going to get to you in a moment. But just before we do that, I want to say thank you to those of you who've been praying for us and supporting the ministry and standing with us and allowing us to impact more people for Christ. And a reminder that you can call during West Coast business hours and join us today at 888-888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com. All right? All right. Julie, regarding your past, what have you learned?
Not my fault that I was raised with an abusive dad. And to never marry a father figure. Never.
So you were searching for someone and ended up with someone like your father?
Absolutely. Yeah. Too many times. Yep.
Is that a lesson you think you've learned? And have you gotten some help through that process?
I'm in counseling now. It's taken me years to realize that wasn't my fault. And I did nothing to make him drink. And I did nothing to make him abuse me. But, you know, God has mercy. And His mercy is open every day to me. So I'm learning every day something different about myself. And I like who I am now. So it's God.
That's good, Julie. Thank you. And I'd say this, you know, if you were raised by any figure, mom or dad, that did not demonstrate the love of Christ, that's not who you want to model. But maybe you were fortunate to be raised by a godly dad or mom, and they've been a positive model in your life. Praise God for it and learn from it. All right, we got to run. I hope you've learned something today, yesterday, and today, 2 days on dealing with lies. It's up on our website. You can listen to it as well anytime. Got to run. We'll be back again next time with more Intentional Living. I'm Dr. Randy with Jennifer and Stephen from the Intentional Living Center, which is a ministry of Intentional Life Media. Have a great day.